Before we move further into developing the practical steps in your marketing strategy and tactics, I think it's necessary that we take a quick step back and review where we've got to so far and review what we're trying to do. Remember, going right back to the beginning of the attraction pillar range of webinars and sessions, that we introduced a concept, a framework called the baseball game. And this is where we use the American game with its playing structure and its field, its pitch, to help us gain context concerning marketing versus selling. And if you remember, the game fit perfectly. And we looked at the baseball pitch in front of you here and realized that this diamond, this baseball diamond, gave us a really good template for understanding marketing versus selling and what you have to do to prepare for your marketing strategy to attract quality clients. And so we created a baseball pitch, if you recall, and we talked about the locker room, the home base where you pick up the bat and actually start playing the game. Bases one, two, here we go, second base, three, and back to home again. And if you're going to score a run, which in our case is win a quality client, you need to go through all these bases and all these steps. And there's no shortcut. If you shortcut, then you lose the client. That's the name of the game. And then there was a dugout, if you remember, where you the team sits down and waits for its turn or waits for its whole team to get out. So that was the diamond pitch and the framework within which we then started discussing marketing strategy. And this is how it looked in our language. And we realized that preparation before you go to the home base gave us the start for the game, gave us the power to really hit that ball and win a new client. And we recognized that the context of this showed that there was a war versus a battle going on. Marketing is the big war and selling is the individual battles. So that's the framework we built earlier on in the attraction pillar. That's where we are. And in order for us to get to home base, because all that we've done so far prepares us to enter the home base and really hit that ball and win new clients, win a home run every time. Without this quality of preparation, just as any professional baseball player or any sport prepares for many years and many hours, okay, we don't need years, we just need some time to prepare ourselves to play the game properly. Without this preparation, you know what, we're not even in the game. That's the challenge you face. But simple steps of preparation will allow us to win new clients effectively. So now that we understand that context, let's move with the next step of attracting quality clients. I'm going to talk about something called segmenting within a new framework called the STP framework. The STP framework. It's really easy to remember, and it comprises segmenting, targeting, ST, and then something called positioning. And what I'd like you to do is to stop the video for a moment and print off the form we've created for you. You can draw that down from a PDF below this video and have that in front of you with a pen. And the first thing I'd like you to do once you've done that is to write down in the white boxes what you think these words mean: segmenting, targeting, and positioning. So stop the video now and then print off your form, and then just spend a few minutes on you writing down what you think those words mean and what they've got to do with marketing. Right, welcome back to the webinar. And now that you've had a try at understanding what you think they mean, let me try and help you understand how these steps in the framework really work. Segmenting. What do I mean by segmenting? Well, within the Advisor Blueprint program, this is what we mean. First of all, look at your existing clients. Forget about prospective clients for a moment. Let your existing clients teach you how you need to treat them differently. you need to recognize that you have a whole range of existing clients, and to treat them all the same would just be silly. There's no singular service you can create to satisfy all of their needs. They all have different needs, and you need to recognize that. They all have different values in their lives and different purposes and problems and frustrations, yearnings and aspirations. You need to recognize that. And then you need to look at your top, let's say, 50 clients and try and batch them into groups of differing needs, values and frustrations, purposes and problems. And you'll find that they fall into different categories that you can then entitle. So for example, let's pretend we're talking about retirement activity, retirement advice. There are people at retirement, there are people just before retirement, there are people just after retirement, and maybe that could be your first three categories, because they'll all be feeling and viewing retirement differently. Research has found, we'll go into this in much more detail later on, that just before retirement, the attitudes of people are significantly different to just after retirement. And you need to understand that. Let's go back to that. And therefore, you should end up with three or maybe four categories of individuals, categories, types of client on your existing client base. And the reason why no more than three or four is because what you then need to do is to ask yourself this question. Have I developed services to meet each of those categories of client? Have I developed services which relate to what they want in life and what they want from me as a professional? Have I done that? Let me give an example of how that's done very effectively in different industries. So imagine your last flight on an airplane, and there were different categories, weren't there, of service. There was maybe club class, business class, first class, economy class. They recognized that you felt differently about what you wanted out of the journey and out of the experience, and they created classes of experience and service for you to enjoy according to what you desired and what you prepared to pay. They certainly don't treat everybody on the airplane the same in most chartered flights. And the major airlines recognize this, have recognized this forever, and have created different classes. Now, hotels do the same. They treat you differently according to what you want to pay, and you get a different quality of room depending upon your needs and what you value when you go to a hotel. Cars are a prime example of recognizing that even in each model, there are different categories of models depending upon what people want out of their car and in their journey, and then what they're prepared to pay. What attracts them, what excites them, what do they value in a motor car, what do they want the car for. Then even in a singular model, there may be sub-models and categories within that to meet those needs, those desires, those aspirations. So recognize that and then ask yourself this question. In my business, do I think like this? Have I created categories of service relative to different categories of clients who are in different points in their life and simply think and feel differently, yes or no? That's what segmenting is all about. And let's jump quickly to targeting, because we're going to expand on all of these things within the attraction pillar in future webinars, sessions, and teleseminars, and even videos. Targeting means learn what you've done with your existing clients regarding segmenting them into categories and giving them different services, and then apply that science and art to prospective clients, the clients you're trying to attract. So be guided by existing clients, be very specific and clear about who it is you're trying to attract, because the power is in the niche target market. And by niche, I mean a very defined, finite, small segment of a market. Let me give you an example. If you're going after small business owners, well, that's a huge market of at least 2.3 million small businesses in the UK. Pretty pointless going after that target market unless you refine it and be more specific about who you're trying to approach and attract within that market. So within the small business market, you might want to look at a niche, and an example might be the information technology sector. So I'll only deal with small businesses within the information technology sector. We'll go into niches in much more detail in future webinars and teleseminars, but that's an example. So within that niche, understand your targets, needs, problems and aspiration. Then make sure that you have categories of services, probably no more than three or four, to meet each of those targets. And then make sure that each of your service categories is focused on a particular niche. So a service for a niche, another type of service or range of services for the next niche, and so on and so forth. You can't just give a blanket service to people with completely different needs, values, aspirations, hopes and problems. Won't work. Be a very ineffective marketing strategy. That's targeting. Finally, positioning. What do we mean by positioning? Well, first of all, you need to understand, before you can start the game of marketing, your ticket to the game, you have to get your head around positioning. You have to understand and make a decision about how you're going to influence your target market, because that's what positioning does. Positioning is all about, how do you influence the way they think? How do they perceive you? Is your name in their mind when they think about your kind of service? Is your name on their lips when they talk about seeking your kind of service? Is your name within your target market, your company name, maybe your personal name, the name of your organization? Is it the default that people talk about when they talk about service maybe in your geographical area? If you're a financial planner, when they're seeking a financial planner, do they automatically think about your business name? And when you have positioned yourself well in your target market, those are the things that will happen. That's what positioning is all about in broad terms. I'll give you an example of that. I frequently stand up in seminars and conferences and exhibitions where I'm presenting and talking about marketing strategy, and stand there and mime sitting on a motorbike and riding it. The minute I do that, I ask the question, what's the brand name of this type of motorbike? And you know what? Everybody comes up almost 100% in every audience with the name Harley Davidson. They recognize the kind of bike I'm riding or miming to ride. And I ask them this question, okay, that was a fun game. You recognize the name of the bike. Now tell me the name of the film that starred that bike back in the 60s. And even the youngsters in the group, the comparative youngsters maybe in their early 30s, weren't even born in the 1960s, say immediately, Easy Rider. Now, here's the question I ask them, and this is what completely throws them. How can this organization producing this kind of bike position themselves in your head so within seconds of somebody miming sitting on a bike, and remember there are lots and lots of manufacturers of motorbikes, lots of different brand names, but within seconds, 95% of the audience will immediately say Harley Davidson. Question, how do they do that to you in your head, and how do they do it so firmly, so clearly, so powerfully, that even kids that weren't born when this bike starred in a major film in the 60s immediately recognize even the film? How do they do that? And why can't you do that with your brand name? That's the question I ask them, and that's the question you and I are facing now on the interaction pillar. We need to answer that question if we're going to be the winners in your target market, attracting the quality of clients that will give you the business you want, the profit you want, and free you up to live the life that you want. Now, let's just summarize where we've been. We've talked about segmenting, targeting, and positioning. That's the STP framework. You need to understand these three things, and we can understand them fairly simply. Join the following webinars, how we do it. You now understand what they mean and what needs to be done, and in future I'll show you how you go about doing that. And in order to continue winning the war, or even to enter the game you of marketing, you need to prepare by understanding the STP framework and get those things right in your business plan, and then you can attack the market with all of your material. But if you don't have your segments right, your targets right, and get your positioning correctly planned out so that you can influence the way they perceive you in their mind and heart, then you're simply not ready to play the game of marketing. That's the STP framework.